to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. My name is Carolyn Griffin. I am a sponsor of the initiative that many of you, well, all of you are here to speak about tonight, and also a representative of Utahns for Representative Government, which is a PIC. Thank you for coming tonight and for participating in the political process. It's important. So, on Friday, October 24th, a group of Utahns filed what is known as a direct initiative, that's what we got Prop 4, with the Lieutenant Governor's Office. The proposal is a repeal of Prop 4, which is entitled specifically Independent Redistricting Commission and Standards Act. So if there's any confusion about that, that is Prop 4. I'm just going to call it Prop 4 tonight. Public notice for this meeting was provided on Friday, October 31st, and given to the Utah Elections Office, all members of the Utah Legislature, every county commissioner, and county council member in Utah, and each county clerk. It was also posted on the Utah Legal Notices website for the required 3 days. So in order to propose, I'll just cover a few of the legalities. We had some questions about that last week. When I was speaking, I want to make sure that you guys understand what this process is. If you didn't, in order to propose a law via initiative, direct democracy, 7 public hearings must be held in 7 regions across the state. 7 meetings are being conducted tonight, and 7 were conducted last Monday, so 14, double the required number. Prior to holding hearings, the legislature is required to provide a fiscal analysis of the proposal. That is posted on that door. There are also sheets. You're welcome to take one. They're on the chair at the back door where you can see that. The fiscal analysis found that this initiative would save the state $1 million every 10 years. So a significant savings of our tax money. This is not a question and answer. The meeting will last just over an hour. We will provide over 60 minutes for public comments, just so you understand, and everything will be recorded. We're required to submit that to the Lieutenant Governor's Office, which we will do. The purpose of this hearing tonight is not to debate. It is not to argue. It is not a Q&A. So I will give you the side of me as somebody who is a filer of this initiative, and you will have the opportunity to speak out in support or against. And again, thank you for being here. So the total number of signatures required for an initiative is over 140,000, which is 8% of the total number of registered Utah voters as of January 1st, 2025. Certain thresholds are required to be reached in 26 of the 29 Senate districts. If that's achieved by February 15th, the public would then vote on this in November next year. So we are going to begin, and I'll tell you just quickly, you can begin lining up, and I'll quickly tell you in like 1.5 minutes or less why I support this. It is constitutionally, according to Utah Constitution, it is the role and the responsibility of the state legislature to create these maps. Section 9, Article 1 of the Utah Constitution reads, "The legislature shall divide the state into congressional, legislative, and other districts accordingly. Not a judge, not a governor, certainly not an unelected bureaucrat. The legislature." It's clear because we live in a constitutional republic, funny thing, and many of us actually support that system of government that our entire, that is the foundation, really, of governance in the United States. Every 2 or 4 years, we elect new members of the legislature. They are our voice when it comes to representative government. Prop 4 created an unelected commission, unelected, unaccountable to the people, to make decisions. Initially, Prop 4, when it passed, was to be an advisory, this was to be an advisory board. A judge decided that wasn't good enough and she was going to make a decision about how this would go. This Prop 4 passed in 2018 by less than 1%, carried across the finish line at the same time that we had medical marijuana and Medicaid expansion, aka Obamacare. It relied on out-of-state money and groups which are not aligned with the vast majority of Utahns. So the majority of voters in the county, in this region, and in this legislative district actually voted against Prop 4. Important to understand. So we believe that with sufficient scrutiny, we will be successful in this process this year, and we appreciate your willingness to come here and to participate in this process. So here's how we're going to do it. We will go every other, and you guys can just hand off the mic to each other. We're going to start with you, and if you signed already. So when you're waiting, when you're on deck to speak, just go ahead and write your name, your district. I think that's what it asks for, right? Your city. Okay, name, city, and that you are making, it says made public comment. You can check that on your way up or on your way back to your seat. It matters not to me, whatever you feel comfortable with. So we'll just go every other, and 2 minutes.
So there's a lot of call up the name.
Okay. That way you guys can sit. I did it that way last week, but I thought this would be quicker. But if you want to do it this way, do you guys want to just sign and then sit and we'll call it? Would you prefer that? Come sign, and then we'll go in order if you'd rather sit, or you can wait. Okay, 2 minutes, you'll be timed. If there's time at the end, or you want to make another comment, just get in line again. We're happy to hear from you. We will be here for over the minimum 60 minutes of time. And there is a shot clock right here you can look at, and you will also, on this side, be given a warning when you have 30 seconds left, okay? So let's show each other the respect of the 2 minutes. And again, get to that line and say more if you'd like. We'll start right here. Good evening. My name is Kimberly Wagner. I live in Fruit Heights. I'm disheartened that 7 years after Utah voters passed a ballot initiative to ensure a fair and transparent redistricting process, Republican legislators and party leaders are still seeking ways to undermine or even reverse it. At the heart of the controversy is the fact that the Utah Constitution gives the legislature the right to draw legislative boundaries, but it also gives voters the right to reform our government through ballot initiatives. Prop 4, which voters passed in 2018, reformed our government by establishing an independent redistricting commission with an eye to doing away with partisan gerrymandering. Such gerrymandering leads to unfair representation for Utah voters. In 2020, the Republican supermajority in the legislature gutted that law, permitting them in 2021 to disregard the map options painstakingly created by the Independent Commission over the better part of a year. That commission took its role seriously, operating with transparency in accordance with explicit criteria and with the input of many citizens through statewide public hearings. The legislature opted instead for maps that it created, or rather had staff or paid consultants or a computer create, without transparency, clear criteria, or the eye to fairness that voters expected. In fact, the congressional district map adopted was so gerrymandered that it prompted the lawsuit that required the map to be redrawn. Some in the GOP have argued that the Utah judiciary is overstepping its role. But as the Utah Constitution says, and I quote, all political power is inherent in the people. We the people spoke with our vote on Prop 4. After years of stalling and using taxpayer money to divide the voters' will, and now this latest tactic of putting the same question to voters once again, it's time Republicans play fair.
Hello, my name is Ann Ruth Isaacson. I live in Salt Lake City. I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to do what I think is right. And, you know, we elect a government to entrust them to make decisions that are right for the people. And I think we need to repeal Prop 4. Because it hasn't really represented the people of this state, and it was driven by money from outside the state, and it doesn't really represent the population of this state. So I think it's important that we repeal Prop 4 so that we're not gerrymandering the state into something it is not. It should fairly show where the populations are and not make them up by carving things out in ways that they're not creatively. So I strongly encourage us to repeal Prop 4. Thank you.
My name is Griffin Doble. I'm from Salt Lake City. I live in the largest city in the state. It's almost twice as big as the next biggest city, which is West Valley, which is also, Salt Lake's also twice as big as the third largest city, which is West Jordan. Those three cities are all in Salt Lake County, where I live. I have no representation when it comes to this state. I'm in Salt Lake. There are 1.2 million people who live in Salt Lake County. My representative, Blake Moore, has an office in Ogden and D.C. If you have Celeste Molloy, she's got a lot of offices across the state, none of which is in Salt Lake County. Burgess Owens has an office in Provo and D.C. The only representative who has an office in Salt Lake County, Burgess Owens is the only one who has an office in Salt Lake County. Mike Kennedy is in Provo and elsewhere. So, the largest county, I live in the largest city, and I'm cut up into a tiny little piece where my neighbors that are literally two blocks down are in a completely different district. This is about representation. We are not represented in Salt Lake County. The fact that I'm in Kaysville and there are no meetings in Salt Lake County to address this issue. I voted for it. It passed. We have maps, and the legislature has done everything they can to continue to make sure that the largest counties, the largest cities in the state are gerrymandered and not, and we don't get representation. I'm tired of it. This is politics. This is unfair. I just want it to be fair.
I'm Danielle King, and I'm from Clearfield. I want to say that Utah voters spoke clearly whenever we passed Proposition 4. We demanded fair maps, and we demanded fair representation. We did not demand political games that let politicians choose their voters. Now, the Utah Republican Party and the so-called Utahns for Fair Representation are trying to undo the will of the people yet again. This isn't about fairness, it's about power. When the maps are gerrymandered, our representatives don't have to listen to us. They don't have to earn our votes. And when they don't have to earn our votes and lawmakers overturn the people's voice at the ballot box, they're saying our votes and our voices do not count. If we want a government that truly represents all Utahns, we must defend Proposition 4 and demand fair, independent maps. Because democracy only works when voters choose their representatives and not the other way around. This repeal is a slap in the face to every Utahn who believes in democracy. Get your hands off of Prop 4.
My name is Nanette McGilvery. I'm from Roy, and I will be repeating some things that you may have already heard, but I feel it's really important that my voice gets added in to all of the others. I am very concerned about the trying to overturn Prop 4. I only want something that's fair. And this is, I think, the legislature is clearly doing something that is not fair. We want bipartisan, we want fair, we want people to have their voice. in the Utah Constitution, it clearly says that the power is vested in both the legislature and the power of the people. Prop 4, being followed correctly, actually showed what the people wanted. I am tired of the legislature wasting our time and our money where there are so many important things that need to be taken care of. I'm going to respond to the $1 million in the fiscal report that I just saw when I came in. So, saying that it would save $1 million over 10 years. That is $100,000 a year. How much money gets wasted? More than $1,000 to $100,000 a year. Our democracy is more important than $100,000 a year. I urge people to support Prop 4, and I urge the politicians who are against it to stop wasting our time and our money and listen to the voice of the people.
You guys are welcome to clap. You're welcome to snap. All of that. Thank you. You're being very respectful. I would just ask that if anybody's up here speaking who you don't agree with, please be respectful of them as well. Thank you. Thank you.
You are left.
Allison Sabo, Salt Lake City, Utah. Thanks for the drive. I've been involved in some type of politics and voting since high school. I learned from my dad, if we want things to change in our community, we need to vote. I learned the triangle of the checks and balances system of our government by studying the Constitution in Mr. Kruger's American History class at Hunter High School. While deployed to Afghanistan with my National Guard unit to preserve the rights of Americans, I explained the absentee voting process and clarified ballot language for fellow soldiers. Upon returning to the United States and receiving veteran status, it was imprinted on my soul that the people's vote is the fundamental right we have to make our voices heard in our community and country. Many of us share the desire for equal representation through all levels of government, regardless of political affiliation. Through congressional redistricting, the voices of the people have been chipped away. Right now, partisan legislators are making maps that do not accurately represent election returns. In the 2024 general election, from data I was able to access for Salt Lake County, of 39 races, 21 were won by Democrats. That's more than half. Right now in Congress, Utah is, quote-unquote, represented by 4 Republicans. If Salt Lake County election returns are generalizable, shouldn't Utah be represented by 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats? This matters because the basic triangle of checks and balances of U.S. democracy is being chopped and sold to the highest bidder. We save the Constitution by having the people's vote accurately represented regardless of party affiliation. I'm asking the legislature to pass the maps that respect the will of the people and our vote from 2018 on Proposition 4. If we do this, everyone will have fair representation.
I like that you address the people taking notes. My name is Beth Allen. I'm from Taylorsville. And I moved to Utah 12 years ago from a red, purple, blue state. There was no supermajority that had full control over the legislature and the congressional districts. And what happened was we had to form coalitions to get legislation passed. It felt like the people's voices, my voice, was heard and respected. My question is this, and I was very involved in collecting signatures for those initiatives, and I'm not from out of state, and I was not paid to do this, and I kind of resent people saying things like, people were hired from out of state. That is just not true. I am sorry, but I worked with so many people on those initiatives, and I don't know one that was, you know, unless they were working for, you know, the organization, which is very few people. We were volunteers, and we worked really hard to get representation, and I'm just so disappointed at where things are at several years later. So my question is this: why is our Utah GOP so threatened by the idea of supporting fair redistricting as a nonpartisan commission determine congressional districts? It appears that this current scheme is only intended to be fair, not to be fair and representative, but to simply hold on to a supermajority, which makes it impossible for my voice and many other voices to be heard in this state. And I'm just really discouraged, and I just really want my voice to be represented, as well as many people that are here tonight. That is all that we're looking for.
Hello, my name is Chelsea Hagman. I'm from Farmington, and I'm here today representing the Davis County Democrats. We stand unequivocally against any attempt to weaken or overturn COP 4, the Independent Redistricting Commission. Our position is not merely political, it is grounded in the foundational principles of the Utah Constitution. The Constitution establishes the right of the people to alter or reform their government when its function is no longer aligned with the public good. In 2018, the people of Utah exercised this sacred fundamental right through the ballot initiative process. They voted to remove the partisan influence from the drawing of our legislative and congressional maps. When the legislature subsequently failed to fully adhere to the people's direct mandate and instead substituted a commission with a weakened structure, it sent a clear message that the will of the few superseded the will of the many. This is a direct assault on the democratic contract between the government and the governed. The current effort to overturn Prop 4 is the latest and most explicit attempt to subvert the principle that defines a representative democracy. This principle is simple. Voters must choose their representatives. Representatives must not choose their voters. Gerrymandering, which Prop 4 was designed to combat, allows politicians to pre-select their electorate, insulating themselves from accountability and making our votes meaningless. This is not representation. It is self-preservation for the ruling party, and it undermines the trust voters place in our system. We call upon this body to respect the constitutional power of the people, uphold the 2018 initiative, reject this repeal effort, and ensure that the Utahns have a government that's truly responsive and representative of all voices, including the thousands here in Davis County. Thank you.
My name is Margie McCoy. I'm also from Salt Lake City, and yes, thanks for the drive. Okay, is this better?
Yeah.
I was one of the also volunteer, unpaid volunteer local person who collected signatures for Prop 4, and I spent quite a bit of time in southern Utah because I was retired and I had the time to do it. And I spoke with hundreds of people from southern Utah, a lot of ranchers, small business owners, people involved in tourism, people from the national parks. And I would say, I would estimate that 9 out of 10 people I spoke to signed the petition. They were for putting Prop 4 on the ballot. The people of Utah are not as conservative as our legislature. And why did they feel that they wanted to sign the petition? Well, I heard 3 main reasons. One, they felt that having a competitive election created a better democracy.
That's right.
When an incumbent just sails into office time after time after time, they're not motivated to do anything for you. A competitive election makes a better democracy. Second, they didn't want a representative who was also going to represent an urban area. They wanted a representative to take care of their affairs and not be split between, well, they didn't need to worry because my representative, Celeste Malloy, as you've already heard, could care less about the 34% of Democrats who voted against her in the election, and she has never once done anything for us. So they were right about that. And the other thing that she said was that elections should be fair. They believe in fairness.
Ma'am, that's your time.
Okay.
Real quick, if any of you guys still want to speak after you guys have firstly spoken, if you have a little bit more to say, please just jump back in line and we'll continue that process. So we want you guys to still have a voice to be heard. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Laura Pennock. I come from Bountiful. I also attended last week in Huntsville. Government exists to serve, not to be served. The sole focus should be to do everything in your power to create a just and equitable society. You cannot do that if you are spending your time and money evading the express will of the people. What you are doing in this effort to obey the direction of the people of this state, expressed through a lawful process that required a great deal of time and energy of a great number of individuals, and which reflects the majority of the population, is sowing seeds of destruction of the government of our state. If your attitude is, I don't care what happens down the road, I won't be there. You are not fit for the office that you hold. You are merely a thief out to plunder what you could get away with, no matter the consequences to others. Effective government requires integrity, leadership, vision. It requires doing your best to create the greatest good for the whole and to exercise a special care for those on the margins. That is not what is happening here. Those elected to serve the citizens of this state are instead serving their individual interests at the expense of the common good. They need to abandon this folly and return their focus toward earning the trust of all of the citizens of our state.
Hello, everybody. Before I speak, I'd like to get a record of what tonight looks like. If you would all hold your signs up, I'd like to take a photo.
Maybe a couple of photos. This is what the room has to say. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A key principle that most of us were taught as children is the principle of fairness. We are told to treat people fairly, to play fair, to fight fair. And I think that idea of fairness made sense to us because, one, we each wanted to be treated fairly, and two, because even as kids we had the common sense understanding that if we were going to live in community with people we sometimes disagreed with, we needed to create a system for living together and making decisions that was fair. Our elections have not been fair since 2021 when the legislature gerrymandered our state. Even though Prop 4 had passed, the Republican-dominated legislature drew an electoral map that split the voters in Salt Lake County into four separate Republican-dominated districts, making it impossible to ever elect a Democrat. And that's when I and many people in this room lost their representation. And the court has ruled the legislature must draw new maps, but the Republican Party and the Republican members of the state legislature have done everything they can over and over and over again to thwart that requirement. And we see it tonight. Why don't we have a hearing in Salt Lake City?
There's definitely merit, but there's not one in Salt Lake City.
Would you like to? Do I get an extension so you don't cut into my time? Why don't you wait till I'm done, and then you get that
one. 2 minutes, Donna.
Before you started the speech. Okay, that's fine. Thank you, everybody.
Did cover that issue because some people have brought it up before. I'm going to say super quickly. There are 7 regions that we didn't pick what those regions are. We have to hold one meeting in each region. And the region includes Salt Lake County. This region is Wasatch Front. It includes Salt Lake County, Davis, I think Weaver. That's not our choice. We held 2 meetings in this region, just so you know, so that that's clarified. We don't create those.
Hey, yeah, you couldn't pick your regions like we can't pick our voters, our representatives. Okay, thank you. My name is John Alley. I'm 17 years old. I am the president and founder of High School Democrats of America. I never wanted to get into politics, but it's people like this that are trying to drown out our voices that made me have to raise my voice to make it be heard and not silenced by the people that are trying to quash our democracy. I consider myself center-left. I like to look at logic. So let's look at your argument. Let's break it down. They say that we have a democratic republic, right? That the people choose who they should be picking to vote for. In the 2024 presidential election, 37.8% of Utahns voted for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. That number is closer to 50% than it is to 25%. So if we are a true republic, why do we not have 2 Democrats in D.C. and 2 Republicans in D.C.? That makes it more fair. Now, let's even talk about a lower number, right? So let's say 25%, right? We have somewhere around 31% registered Democrats in Utah, and yet 4 Republican representatives. It doesn't make sense. They talk about fairness. They talk about fair elections. We don't have those. Our voices are being silenced. I mean, it's not hard to see. And the other part, you know, they say, oh, well, you're just trying to gerrymander with Prop 4, right? Well, we know Prop 4 provides an independent redistricting commission. What are you so afraid of? Fairness? Equality of voice to the people? It's an independent redistricting committee, and we are just trying to have our voices heard. So it's So encouraging to see all of you out here today, all of you with your signs. So I'll just leave with this. Thank you so much for being here. Keep fighting for democracy and keep making our voice heard. Thank you.
Love it. We need young people in our government. I am Mel Lindsay. I'm from here in Cadeville, and I have a bachelor's degree in political science. I have studied the government of this country. I know that our founders designed it that we could not know every issue, so we have representatives that represent our views that we send to state and federal elections in order to make our voices heard. We also have checks and balances on every form of government. And one of those is that we have the ability to make changes. And the change that we made was Prop 4. We decided that we as a people wanted our voices heard in an independent redistricting commission. Utah has one of the hardest systems to pass a proposition to get an independent district, a proposition on the ballot. We had to go to counties all over the state and get votes from people and signatures all over the state, and then it went on the ballot and we voted for it. Why are you spending our tax dollars to fight an initiative that we passed?
Good evening. My name is Brad Dichter. I live in Cottonwood Heights, which is in Salt Lake County. I was an unpaid volunteer gathering signatures for Prop 4. I actually took time off work, so rather than being paid, I actually lost money to gather signatures for Prop 4. Proposition 4 is not a Republican or Democrat issue. Forget the letter. This is nonpartisan. If you believe in the great American experiment of democracy, you believe in the quality of life and the cost of living and improving both of those for all Americans and specifically all Utahns. What increases our quality of life and decreases our cost of living? That's healthy representative debate. When candidates for district, when districts are selected by nonpartisan, unbiased, independent committees, you are forcing all parties for all Utahns to have a healthy debate where they must meet in the middle to solve problems to make positive change in our communities. So I ask you to ask yourselves, and I ask you, why would you want to entrench a system where legislators get to maintain their power by choosing their voters unless you have something to fear, unless you're afraid of fair, honest debate and voters holding you accountable? Thank you very much for supporting the talk show.
Hello, Sabra Ferry, Kaysville, and I love all the voices that I've heard today, and I just want to add mine to theirs. I oppose what you are doing. A fundamental underpinning to our democracy is representation, and I believe that the divisiveness that we are seeing in our country, as well as an equal problem of apathy that we are seeing in our country and voter apathy, the number of people that didn't vote and that don't vote, I believe stems from and has a root problem in this the erosion of representation. There are many solutions to this, and this is one of many solutions to this problem, which is fair districting. I love all the specifics that have been given here on the numbers. We deserve to have fair districting. We need to have our voices heard. So many of us feel like our voices are not heard. There are other solutions to this. I'd love to have my voice be equal as well to, you know, millionaires and billionaires, but that's a solution for another day. Right now, I appreciate that Mormon Women for Ethical Government and the League of Women Voters have continued to stand in this cause and have continued to stand up for what the people voted for. Thank you.
I'm Don Guyman, and I'm chairman of the Davis County Republican Party, and I'm here to speak in favor of this proposition because I believe in the voice of the people, and I believe in the Constitution of Utah. I find it ironic that we are opposing an initiative that was being brought back through the very same process that Prop 4 did. So if you're saying that you believe in democracy, the voice of the people, you should be supporting this initiative. But I also believe in our Utah Constitution. I don't believe that the power should be placed in unelected commissions. I believe they should be placed in the power of individuals and legislators who are accountable to the people. Our Utah Constitution states, "The legislature shall provide by statute for an enumeration of inhabitants of the state in the year 1905 and every 10th year thereafter. The legislature shall, at its first session, after enumeration made by the authority of the United States or of the state, make an apportionment of the representation in the legislature, which shall be based upon the population of the state as shown by the last preceding enumeration. When such apportionment is made, the legislature shall divide the state into congressional, senatorial, and representative districts accordingly." I don't see anything about independent commission there. If Prop 4 wanted to follow the Constitution, they should have passed the constitutional amendment. If you want better representation, then go get your people elected. Right now, there's only 13% of the state are Democrats. I'm not great enough, but that's true. Register Democrats. Get more people registered. I support this, and I'm glad to see a few people are holding up making elections fair again. So I hope you'll join me in supporting voter ID and ending mail-in balloting so we can make elections fair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I didn't feel like it was going. My name is Susan Bolden. I live in South Salt Lake. I grew up in South Salt Lake. South Salt Lake is one of the smaller towns or cities in the Salt Lake County. We're less than 7 square miles. We're a little teeny place. Well, when I first got involved in politics, I was pretty late to the game. It was when Mia Love was my representative, and we became a group called CD4, Congressional District 4. We tried every solitary flipping month to meet with Mia Love. She would not meet with us. She one time had a wonderful party in somebody's neighborhood that a friend of mine got an invitation to and gave it to me. We went outside with our signs, and we greeted her. We talked to her when she walked in, but we were not allowed to go into that backyard because we were Democrats. We were not allowed to talk to Mia Love ever in person until about her last month. We had one meeting with three security people around us asking questions, and she was doing her canned answers. She did not represent anything or listen to anything I ever had to say. Well, we got really good at looking at politics. We got Ben McGowan's elected. We did some really good stuff. And then the gerrymandering came in. I kind of felt like they picked on CD4 and they picked on South Salt Lake. My little small city has three intersections where the streets come together. Two of them, four people on four corners, are now in four districts. One of them is three people in four of the four corners are in different districts. How is that representing any flipping thing at all? Nobody listens to me that's in power. Nobody pays attention to me. Nobody listens to what I need to know. They need to listen to me and listen to you and get over thinking they're bigger than the guy upstairs.
I'm Leslie Zabriski, and I'm from Centerville. I have to give you credit for tenacity. Unfortunately, your tenacity has been directed at silencing Utah citizen voices. We've been fighting this battle since 2018, when Utah voters enacted Prop 4, creating an independent redistricting commission and banning partisan gerrymandering, using a transparent and nonpartisan process to create legislative districts. In 2020, the Republican-controlled legislature dramatically altered Prop 4, repealing the ban on partisan gerrymandering. Years of lawsuits later, with both the district court and the Utah Supreme Court ruling against the legislature's efforts to nullify Prop 4, we now find ourselves here tonight. Ironically, your latest effort to take away rights from the people involves the initiative process that you dislike so much. To propose a new initiative that repeals the 2018 Proposition 4. All we are asking for since 2018 is fair redistricting. The right to vote cannot be meaningfully exercised in systems designed to exclude alternative political viewpoints. Fair districts afford citizens the opportunity to advocate for the candidates and the policies they prefer. They allow communities of interest to foster collaboration. Fair districting allows citizens to choose their representatives instead of the other way around. I will not be signing your petition to silence citizen voices, and I will encourage others to not sign. There are many important issues facing our state, such as saving the Great Salt Lake, reducing pollution, building infrastructure, providing a compassionate social safety net. Please use your tenaciousness to solve those problems.
Thank you.
My name is Brent Smith, and I live in Farmington. Fairly close, not so long a drive. I listened to everything said tonight. I came here mainly to understand the issue better, even that I did not understand it exactly. And it's been a hot topic throughout the nation, starting with Texas, who was required to redistrict, and now California recently passing undoing their proposition for and reverting back to a representative selection of redistricting. And, of course, the effort was to gerrymander. So I don't see anything in the nation with other states that makes that illegal. And it seems to be an objective of many of the states to do exactly that. However, in my heart, I say, well, that doesn't sound exactly right. I do support fairness. I did appreciate a memo that we received from Stuart Adams after they indicated that they did draw new maps, which I think you're aware of. And he indicated that they did follow Proposition 4 and a lot of the guidelines there. And I guess my feeling is that I've heard a lot of hyperbole, but the devil's in the details. And whether it's an independent commission or whether it's your representatives, they need guidelines, they need outlines that will make it fair that you can judge by. I agree with transparency. So we ought to know the rules that they follow. Now, he stated this. He said, adhering to the Utah Constitution by making districts that have equal population based on the most recent national census, that seems fair. You want all your districts to be the same size. Minimizing municipal and county splits. Map C has only three counties and three municipalities split. Now, naturally, the largest cities are going to be the ones that are split. So that is unfortunate for Salt Lake, and I can see why that may cause some concern there, but when you pretty much have to divide them into the less populated counties. Preserving communities of interest, neighborhoods preserved, and natural geography followed.
Sir, I apologize, that's your time.
Okay, thank you.
If you'd like to speak more, please come.
No, that's basically my thinking, is that we need to specify the rules and agree on the rules, not who does it.
My name is Jan Curran, and I live currently in Salt Lake City. A little bit of a drive, thank you very much. I applaud the many voices opposed to this initiative and the very eloquent comments, some of them by young people, some of them by older people. I love to see a good mix. But I have to remind you all that the young people are the ones that we're going to leave this country to. When the rest of us old people are gone, they're the ones that are going to be stuck with it. So we need to get them involved. So the point of my comment today is going to be, please, talk to your family members, talk to your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, the neighbor kid down the street, the kid who's delivering your newspaper. Get them a part of the community so that they feel like they have a voice. A little bit ago, there was a comment made that people don't feel like they have representation, and so they don't vote. You know what the largest representation or the largest voter block is? The no voters. Those are the people that we need to reach out to. We're not going to get them by blasting television ads, by radio ads, by billboards on the freeway. We're only going to get them with one-on-one conversations where we hear what they have to say and we let them know in a kind way and in a patient way how we feel about representation. So in my view, gerrymandering is evil. Because it's a principle based on the idea of stealing somebody else's votes. And it's not just stealing one or two votes. It's stealing millions of voters across this nation. Gerrymandering is evil. Because right now, there are many of us who don't have representation. I've lived in Utah for 41 years. 5 years in Tooele and 36 years in Salt Lake City. And I have never had a Democrat represent me. I would like to have fair representation. I don't believe we're going to convince you tonight. In fact, I don't believe anybody here is going to have their mind changed. But we're going to be able to change the minds of the people that we know, the people that we love. Those are the people who are going to get out the next midterms. Please, go to the midterms and vote.
My name is Paula Smith. I live in West Point, Utah.
I didn't come here tonight planning to speak, but after I heard several comments, I felt like I needed to speak about them. First of all, you had 7 districts. You had to choose. You didn't have any options there, except Salt Lake is in this district, and you could have done this meeting in Salt Lake. It would have been a much longer drive for me, and I might not have made it. But also, the Republican Party chairperson who spoke, I didn't appreciate or approve of what he had to say, and I am a Republican and have been for over 30 years. I'm here to tell you now, the Utah Republican legislature doesn't speak for me, and they haven't done so in years. And it's not good when people get entrenched, and Mike Lee will not speak to me, and when he does, he pats me on the head and says, you don't know what you're talking about. That's what he tells everybody, as far as I can tell. And otherwise, I also want to say, voting should make a difference, and we did vote for this, and that should make a difference. And a nonpartisan organization to draw maps is the fairest way. If you get a bunch of Republican legislators who have gerrymandered their way in, they're not leaving. They got the keys to that building, and they're not letting go. You have to have a nonpartisan organization. There's no way they can draw the line fairly. We know that, and they know that, and we know that.
My name is John Taylor. I'm in Syracuse, Utah. My comments aren't going to be really popular here, but I just have an observation. So the Democrat Party elected to put it into the hands of the legislature in California through Proposition 50. And that gives them the potential of having 5 seats to pick up in the House. We also heard that Texas was a reverse role. Every single state is a red or blue state. It has a majority and minority representation. If you're in the minority, you want independent commission. If you're in the majority, you want representatives to handle it. So here we have a vote from the minority that got in by a slim, narrow margin and became the rule of law. That's where I'm conflicted. But we also have elected representatives that are elected with an established constitution to represent the people. If you're in the minority, you will never feel represented. You just never will, because you're supposed to represent the majority. So how do we get common ground on these things? I am conflicted, because I feel the constitution is clear and we have representative government that is supposed to represent us. Many of you are in the central blue states. If we went all states, if we want to make this fair, all states go to an independent commission. But that votes more favorable to the conservative party. The whole map is red with blue dots here and there. But the conservatives, if you did everybody independent commissions, the conservatives would have the power the entire time. If you all went to gerrymandering, which is not the perfect system, but it's the system that we are given. And it is representative of the people. So the people voted, they chose the representatives who do all the thinking and everything, and you can voice your opinion and influence in that way. But we have a representative government and a constitution that we have to hold, and we can't deviate from that. So I am against it.
Hello everyone, my name is Isaac Marshall. I'm from Farmington, Utah. Again, not too far a drive, thankfully for myself, but thank you for all of you who did have to make the drive to come out here. I would like to begin by recognizing my own bias. I am a left-leaning, liberal-minded person, and the party that generally aligns with my ideologies is typically the Democratic Party. I am from Utah, I grew up here, I went to school here, went to college here, and lived here most of my life, but I did spend, in the last few years, a few years out of state living in Wisconsin. And when I moved to Wisconsin, I had a very unique experience, because suddenly, when I moved to Wisconsin, my vote mattered. Wisconsin is a very purple state, and people fight for your vote there. I would get postcards, handwritten postcards from out of state, from people trying to convince me to go vote, to vote on this topic because my vote mattered. It was an incredible 3 years I spent there. And then I moved back here, and suddenly my vote did not matter anymore. No one seemed interested in how I voted because the die seemed already cast. The decision seemed already made. I acknowledge my bias at the beginning of this because I see Proposition 4 as not an opportunity to make Utah more democratic. Although it would benefit the party that I tend to agree with more, I see it an opportunity to make Utah a more competitive place for people to vote, for parties to have to win votes based on policy and not by math. I would like to think that if I lived in a state where we were gerrymandered to favor Democrats, I would still be in this meeting, trying to make sure to share my opinions.
Good evening. My name is David Earhart. I'm a registered voter with the Ham Caseville. No drive, basically. And I want to speak not only to the petitioners, but more importantly to my fellow Utahns in this room and anyone who happens to hear this hearing later. In 2018, a majority of Utah voters, including many from both parties, stood up for fair, independent redistricting and passed Proposition 4. We sent a clear message. We want fair elections, free from partisan gerrymandering. Since that day, the Utah legislature has repeatedly and systematically worked to undo this reform. Rather than listening to the will of the electorate, they have changed laws, stripped independent oversight, and pursued lawsuits, all with the same goal in mind, to void the results of Prop 4 and maintain partisan control. This is not responsible representation, it's bad faith. It says to voters, especially those who do not belong to the majority party, that our voices do not count. Tonight's hearing, unfortunately, seems to be treated as a box-checking exercise, an obligation, not a real forum for public feedback. But democracy is not a nuisance to be managed. Our votes and our voices matter, and the will of people should never be cast aside for political convenience. In closing, and respecting the proposition process here in Utah, I want to encourage all registered Utah voters here and listening to be vigilant. The Utah Republican Party is now collecting signatures for a direct initiative that, if successful, will essentially put Prop 4 back on the ballot, the independent redistricting reforms we voted for in 2018, and put it up for repeal. They need over 140,000 signatures to qualify. It is crucial that citizens refuse to sign this petition. That's our right with the proposition process. Denying the legislature this chance to put the repeal on the ballot is one of the few ways we can prevent them from once again ignoring the clear will of Utah voters and protect their elections for all Utahns. Thank you.
My name is Larry Millward. I live here in Caseville. And I found out about this meeting about 25 minutes before it started. I have been involved in the political scene since Truman took on Dewey in 1928. I've seen many elections. I've seen close elections. I've seen elections that were landslides. In 2018, we held an election and passed an initiative in accordance with the Constitution of the state of Utah. I don't care what the margin was. Like any election, you have to go with the winner. My question is, we did that, why are we here tonight?
My name is Mike Elwood from Farmington, and that is an excellent question. A lot has been made of the proponents of this repeal of how it's just the legislators' job to draw those maps and nobody else's. Well, the judiciary has every right to step in when the legislature is doing something unconstitutional. And that's what happened. You've had 6-7 years to do the right thing here, and all you've done is obstruct and delay. And I wonder if your fiscal analysis included all the dollars and hours that have been spent and wasted in resisting this effort. Not only that, but clearly you cannot be trusted to do it right, because when given the choice, you chose map C, the least competitive. You might as well not change anything at all. So I have a proposal, a constitutional amendment that Utah congressional districts must be drawn along county lines. And in 5 minutes, we will have maps that will work. Will either side be really happy with them? Probably not, but they'll be fair. So, you know, I 100% do not support this repeal effort, and believe it fails.
It's me again. I've heard a number of people say how that was the Prop 4 passed by a slim margin, and that really rankles me, because if you remember the wording of Prop 4 on the ballot, it was completely deceptive. I, who worked for months and months and months collecting signatures, could barely figure out whether I was supposed to vote yes or no. My daughter voted the wrong way. Many people voted incorrectly because of the deceptiveness of the wording. What is the organization called that's trying to reverse this? Utahns for a Representative Government. Now, does that tell you they want Prop 4 or they don't want Prop 4? It's impossible to know. You would think that they want Prop 4, Utahns for a Representative Government. You be the judge.
Hi, I'm Michelle Cox. I live in Fruit Heights, just down the road. Again, I didn't plan to speak tonight, but I feel like I represent a unique perspective. I am a Republican. I'm a former county delegate of the Republican Party. I'm also the mother of 4 children, and they're between the ages of 26, my oldest, and 17 is my youngest. They're emerging into adulthood. There's been some talk tonight about the next generation and the importance of their participating in the process and following us as our mentors and as their leaders. My youngest daughter is taking U.S. government within Davis County from Mrs. Larson at this moment. She's learning about the Constitution, she's learning about representative government, and she's learning that if she votes and if she participates, she has a voice in this democracy. But unfortunately, I'm also seeing a lot of disillusionment in my children, all 4 of my children, because they've all taken these classes, they've all learned about democracy, they've learned about having a voice, participating, and the great gifts of living in a democracy, and they're observing things like what's going on with this initiative, which is not what this democracy is set up to be. And so I want to speak to the fact that this effort is not only affecting us today, but it's affecting, you know, following generations. And we are here to set an example for them. And like I said, I'm a Republican, but I do believe in fair elections, and I oppose this initiative. Thank you.
I spoke earlier, and I just needed to speak to the fact of the gentleman who said that there were 13% of Democrats registered. I'm not going to argue that that may be the actual number of registered Democrats. What I am going to argue is that it is not representative of what is going on in the state. I am an independent. At the moment, I am independent-leaning left because I'm very unhappy with what the Republicans are doing. I do not vote a party line. I vote the policies. I vote the issues. However, I cannot bring myself to declare a party. So that means in the primaries, I don't get to vote. So how many people are in the same situation? My mother passed away at 93 a couple of years ago. I found out late in life that she was an independent, but she said, in Utah, the primaries are the election. Therefore, she felt forced to declare Republican so she could have a vote in the primaries. So I think it's really important for those that are saying we just are Republican and let's leave it at that, okay? There is a problem with that because of what I have just explained to you. We want it to be fair, and that 13% of registered voters is certainly not representative of what is really happening to people in this state. And I know that there are many more people who are independent like I am that you don't see their records. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Clark. I'm from Clinton. I have been a lifelong Republican because that's what my grandpa told me to be. He said, if you don't know what to vote, vote Republican. So that's what I did. But the repeal of Proposition 4 is a mistake. It undermines the very foundation of the representative democracy that is Utah. This voter-approved initiative created an independent redistricting commission to help ensure that electoral maps are drawn fairly without partisan manipulation. Overturning it sends a dangerous message that the will of the people can be discarded when it's politically inconvenient. Prop 4 was passed by Utahns who wanted transparency and accountability in how districts are shaped. It was a direct response to concerns about gerrymandering and the consolidation of power. By removing it, the legislature would be reclaiming full control over redistricting, essentially allowing politicians to choose their voters instead of voters choosing their representatives. This is not about maps. It's about trust. Erodes public confidence in our electoral system. It tells citizens that their votes don't matter, that reform doesn't matter. Partisan interests outweigh our democratic principles. I will be removing my affiliation with the Republican Party, and I encourage every person to do the same. I will no longer be a member of the Republican Party. I never have to earn my vote from now on.
I'm Bill Chip. I live in Mountain Green, which is in Morgan County. And, you know, a few of our Republican friends have indicated that the Constitution of Utah states that they will be the ones that divide the people from the census into the necessary group for voting. The one thing that you have to remember is that the U.S. Constitution, in the role of the 9th and 10th Amendments, basically sets out our rights so that these elements in the Constitution of Utah, in Section 9, no, in Article 9, Section 1, there's less than 39 words that state that. And it sets a framework, and it limits the amount of power and individual rights, but it doesn't preclude an exhaustive list of every possible action or things that you could do. So if it's not prohibited, like getting an independent review from whether they're inside or outside, it doesn't matter. It is not prohibited. Ronald Reagan called gerrymandering the un-American practice contrary to American values of fair play and decency. That's why 18 other states have adopted some form of independent redistricting commission. We need to end gerrymandering here in Utah once and for all.
Yes.
Okay, hi. I'm Addie. I'm another young person here. Nice to see me among the group. I'm 21, and I grew up talking politics with my parents. I went to protests and watched political debates, and now I'm actually old enough to vote. And I want to feel like my participation actually matters. Many parts of my political experience have been disenfranchisement and disillusionment, as has been echoed here tonight, but not all of my experience has been that way, and I want to speak to a lot of you here in this room who are speaking up for Prop 4 and for the principle of fairness, because, like others have said, it's going to be me that inherits those maps, and I would like them to be fair. I also want to echo people's points about talking to others. Thanksgiving is coming up, so I'm sure we can all have a lot of fun conversations. Shout out to my grandma Jolene sitting back there. Hi. We're going to make Thanksgiving fun, I am absolutely sure. But I just want to say there are more things to do than voting and opposing this proposition. And as I've tried to find ways to stay involved, I keep coming back to three things. And maybe this will be interesting or helpful to you. But the first of these is education, staying informed, staying up to date with where these meetings are happening, because oftentimes they're very last minute, and I have to hurry and get off work and drive up here from Holiday, Utah. You can read studies, research, read the news, as much as it's so depressing. Besides education, the second thing is community. Go to the potluck, bring people dinner, offer childcare, start a book group, do movie nights. Reach out and keep those connections. And finally, action. You can do more besides just voting. You can also run for office. You can volunteer on campaigns. You can volunteer for these citizen petitions, and you can be involved beyond this room. So for those of you that are thinking of doing that, I highly encourage you to do it. And I'll just finish with one of my favorite quotes from Mario Kaba and Kelly Hayes, if you know them. But it's, to transform our conditions, we can only do what we can today, where we are, in the best way that we know. Thank you.
I'm just going to say, if you're in line, we will continue for you. We're already about 64 minutes. I have no problem waiting for the rest of you, but that's the end of the line if you're in line. Thank you. And thanks for your participation, all of you.
Hey guys, I didn't plan on speaking. I'm Miss Shanna Anderson, and I'm from Hazel. No, sorry, I didn't drive far. I just want to say I have been a Republican county delegate, so I see you guys. But I gotta say, what the GOP is doing right now is cheating.
Yep.
The people spoke in 2018. This is wild. This is repeating the same points you've all made, okay? And again, cowardly to not have a Q&A, but you know that, okay? Just to like have a talk at you, just not, it doesn't make a difference to you. I can see you over there.
Is this a process?
It's not going to change their mind, but again, community, doing what we're doing, and supporting our judicial system. And it has gone through it twice now, and they have spent our money, and they continue to spend our money and waste our time. And so I just gotta say, I want you guys to stop wasting our money and our time and give us what we're voting for.
I'm Ann Smith. I just came from Salt Lake City, someone made a good point, and I want to respond to it. Someone made a point that Prop 4 in 2018 was so confusing that people voted the wrong way, store voted the wrong way. It was so confusing. That alone is the reason it should be repealed. Amendment, people should know what they're voting for.
Amen.
didn't realize I was going to be the last one to speak. I don't think I'm probably the best for that, but my name is Blake. I don't want to be here.
Thanks for being here, Blake.
I have a 3-month-old at home that I'm here to represent. My wife is at home, and there are a lot of people that I know that would want to be here, but it's just too hard to do. So I represent them as well. I'm frustrated. The people have already spoken. The courts have already spoken. And from what I've seen of the Utah legislature, you're not interested in supporting democracy and the voice of the people. This was a citizen initiative, and those have been made harder. This is another example of how you've been disempowering people. We've been disempowering our unions, and it just doesn't seem like you care about us. So yeah, hopefully we vote you out.
Thank you again for your presentation. Just to be clear, I am not an elected official. No one can vote me out of anything except for my husband or my kids. So, and you never know. It always happens. But thank you. And you know, I think there are a lot of comments that many of you made that all of us probably agree on. There are problems that we all could come together on and say, we may not agree with the way you want to solve that, or I want to solve that, but we agree that these things are a problem. And when we allow anger and vitriol to be a part of the conversation, we can't have those conversations. So thank you so much for your respect and your behavior tonight, and thank you for participating. I really appreciate it. So, yes. The recording has to be turned into the Lieutenant Governor's office. Yeah. So we'll turn in all of the information on the meetings, and then she will sign off on it, and then the signature gathering will begin. And you guys should oppose it, because you oppose it. And that is awesome. It's the way our system works. But I do think it is instructive to think about the fact that when we have initiatives governing a state, people can come back any year and run another initiative. It's not really an efficient way to create law, but when we use the initiative process, that is the only process that the judge has made available to those who oppose her ruling in this, and so that's the process we'll take, and I don't generally support initiatives, but that's the only avenue we've been given legally, so we will do what we need to do to accomplish what we want to accomplish and what we feel like we need to accomplish. And I appreciate you all doing the same so that you feel like your voice is heard as well. Thank you. You know, I've only done 2 of them because they're the participation at the other meetings. And the meeting's over, but I'm happy to ask them to questions. Oh, yeah, should we pick up chairs?
Thank you.